News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage in association with AIR.
Ironically, the summer blockbuster exists in large part thanks to air conditioning, because people thought it was worth paying for the cinema ticket just to get inside a cool room. We might be back at those days, and that means possibly very expensive cinema tickets. Saoirse Handley is with us, money writer and columnist for the Irish Independent, to advise on how to get into the cinema for cheap. Is it possible to do it on the cheap, Saoirse?
It is even more possible than I thought. When I set out to write a piece on this, I was like, this will take me half an hour. It'll be about four offers. It'll be grand. And then I looked at it and I was like, there are so many different ways to go to the cinema, depending on where you live, what day you're going, who you're going with, where you're a member of, what you're doing, what you're seeing, when you're seeing it. So thankfully, to be honest, I'm someone who goes a lot and I don't often pay much heed to what's on the ticket because I expect it to be expensive, so I'm just paying. And when I was doing this, I was like, I could have been saving myself some cash here.
Okay, give us the top savings then. What do we need to do?
Well, the best thing I think you can do, and this is obviously the disclaimer here, is like it's a lot easier when you haven't got kids to worry about and you have a bit of a looser evening schedule. So for like if you can go on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're in for it because you've got, you know, certain places will do, places like the Odeon, say, will have cheaper Tuesdays and Wednesdays where it could be €5, €6, €7 for your ticket. Or other places will do a Monday. Or if you're in Dublin on a Wednesday, you want to go to the Savoy on O'Connell Street, which is an IMC cinema. So other IMC cinemas will have this too. You can go and see a film and your popcorn and your drink for £12.50, which is the price of, you know, one ticket elsewhere other days.
That's film, also, popcorn and drink for £12.50?
Yes. And it's a medium popcorn and a medium drink. Yeah. Which in a lot of places, like a medium combo of, you know, the drink and the popcorn is going to cost you €11, €12.
Well, that's where they make their money, isn't it? The popcorn is actually the main revenue driver for cinemas.
It is. And I do think like the thing that always makes me wince, and it's the one thing I probably do avoid spending on if I am in the cinema, is like, not I'll always go for the popcorn, but the kind of sweets and things. The minute you start adding in like bags of sweets, that's where you'll see like a kind of a huge increase in the cost on your ticket for sure. But I think like a lot of the time, I think it's become, you know, quite, for me anyway, like if I'm going to the cinema, I'm probably also getting the popcorn because for me, I really like it. It's a big part of it. But I think certainly, you know, when I was growing up, like there was not a hope all three of us, you know, my mom was buying us popcorn and a drink because it's just, can you imagine having to do that for three children now? Like it's just, it's always adding up.
Lastly, seriously, then, what about memberships? Are there any memberships or sort of knockdown discounts that you can get with cards or loyalty or any of that kind of stuff?
Well, this is it. There's a few things. So if you are, if you're with Vodafone, if you're with Three on your phone, you can get various deals with them. Some of them are kind of limited and there's a small pool, you know, they kind of give out a few every month. Others, you have, you know, a code. If you're an Amazon Prime user, if you're a video Prime Video member and a Prime subscriber, you can get two tickets for €10 at the Odeon every month. There's, if you're on Sky, with Sky Cinema, you get tickets. Also, if you're a member of the cinema, if you join up for, say, the Odeon, the Omniplex, a few of those, it's around about €20 a month. And you can see basically unlimited films. Now, you would want to keep it, like you say, to when there are a load of blockbusters coming out or there's a string of films you do want to see. Otherwise, I think it could be wasted money. But if you're going a lot and you're spending a lot, that's a huge way to cut down the cost of it.
Saoirse, thank you very much. Saoirse Handley, money writer and columnist with the Irish Independent.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.